Hello and welcome to the special podcast, DC Talk, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shrita Jananda, and today I have with me a very special guest, Amardev Singh, who is Head Advisory at Angel Broking. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Singh.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Singh, the first question I want to put it across to you is that 10X Nifty gave up most of the last week gains. Any factors that might be weighing on the market at this point in time?
Yeah, looking at the global markets and the domestic markets, what we witnessed was that April was, if you look at the global markets, April was the best month for Dow Jones and S&P 500 since 1987.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was so profit booking somewhat was expected. Apart from that, if you look at the data flows, which was coming out on the economic data front, U.S. economy contracting by 4.8% in Q1.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese Q1 GDP contracting by 6.8%, its first decline since 1976.
Mm-hmm.
And also with the U.S. President Donald Trump stating that fresh trade sanctions could be imposed on China,
right,
because he had some evidence that COVID-19 came from a lab in Wuhan.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some of the factors which really spooked the markets. And also we had the data of the big technology stocks last week, and Amazon also came out with its results. It was slightly below expectations. And also it said that its Q2 profits could be used up in COVID responses, so which also slightly unnerved the market. But I would say that it was markets were looking for a trigger to sell off, because markets had really rallied. If you look at from the recent close, almost 25-30% rally we witnessed in across all major markets globally. So they were looking for a reason to sell off, and I think the markets got the reason. So I think these were the major reasons for sell-off, and also profit booking was expected. Technically, the markets were at such levels where more on the risk-reward ratio side, selling would have been a better opportunity rather than buying at those levels.
Right. In fact, after that 14% kind of a rally which we saw in the month of April, this is indeed a bear market rally, and you know, investors should probably take last week gains more like a dead cat bouncer. What are the important levels which investors should watch out for?
Yeah, as you rightly said, that this was indeed a bear market rally, so that's the reason it was so fast and swift, and it really caught many off guard.
Right.
So the levels to watch out for on the major indices like Nifty would be somewhere on the downside. Nifty's got very strong support coming around 8,900 levels.
Mm-hmm.
And below that, very crucial support is around 8,600-650 zone. Whereas on the upside, resistance is seen somewhere around 9,600 levels, the first level of resistance.
Okay.
And the second level of psychological resistance, somewhere around 10,000 levels. So what we are seeing is that if you look at the market on the charts, so on the monthly chart and the weekly chart, we are seeing that there is still a lot of the indicators are extremely negative. What we saw was that some of the indicators were in oversold territory, so a pullback was expected. But again, as I said, the higher levels would be sold into. That's what we witnessed. So it's more of these levels which are very crucial for Nifty in the coming days.
Right. So moving from markets to, you know, Warren Buffett, you know, I would say that, because over the weekend, Warren Buffett sold off airline stocks, which came as a surprise, even though he has been offloading in small quantities before as well. Do you think airlines as a bet in India will fade away, and investors should ideally go underweight on this sector?
Yeah, I would say given the current COVID-19 scenario, it really is most unprecedented. And yes, airlines across the globe, they've taken a hit, and with Warren Buffett also selling stick, that definitely speaks volumes. Because how long this lockdown is going to stay, and also when international travel is going to become normal. Because a lot of money which these airline companies make from is tourism. So when is tourism going to really pick up? That's a big question which really no one has an answer to right now.
Right.
So this sector is in for serious trouble. And looking at the Indian, I would say, industry aviation sector, the International Air Transport Association, IATA, they came out that the Indian aviation could see 47% fall in passenger demand, with almost 3 million jobs at risk.
Okay.
So how this pans out, and how it really plays out in coming weeks and months, so one definitely needs to be cautious into getting into the sector.
Right. In fact, talking about Warren Buffett, we can't avoid talking about value investing. In fact, Warren Buffett always preached about keeping the stock for life. In fact, But change in circumstances should not be ignored. That's what happened with airlines as well. What is your advice to the long-term investors?
I would say long-term investors definitely need to understand that we are operating in uncharted territory as the global economy gets mauled by COVID-19, and it doesn't appear to be a sudden and swift recovery from here onwards.
Okay.
And also with a sort of major negative data that's coming in from major economies, be it the European economy or the U.S. economy or the Chinese economy, clearly shows that there's more pain in store.
Mm-hmm.
So adopting a cautious approach with focus only and only on quality, that's something which is very essential from long-term investing.
Right.
And also one needs to be prepared that volatility is going to be the rule. And volatility is here to stay, so one needs to be prepared for that as well. Because sometimes courage and wisdom lies in waiting and watching rather than becoming action-oriented.
Right.
So
right.
Act only when the time is ripe and then without hesitation. But right now, I would say one definitely needs to be cautious even from long term.
Right. Well, golden words from you, Mr. Singh. And thank you, Mr. Singh and listeners, for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you so much.